Okay, as I begin the homily today, I'm going to need some help. I'm going to need some volunteers to help me with the homily. If you could come up, please. Why don't you come up? And yes, ma'am, why don't you come up? And let's go a little bit farther. Yes, sir. How about you? And how about you, sir? And I'm going to get a middle school student back here. Yes, sir. Come on down. All right, we're going to go up to the front. All right, so those of you who volunteered, I hope you were paying at least a little bit of attention to what was going on in the readings, because I've got some questions for you. And maybe you can ask your friends, because you got a lot of friends here that we can choose from. Okay, so we have in the gospel the setting. The setting is Herod's palace. And what was going on in his palace? What was happening? Do you know? Yes. He was having a birthday party. And Herod said, hey, look, happy birthday to me. Right? So what I thought in honor of Herod's birthday, I thought what we'd do is have a little birthday party. You guys ever have birthday parties? Yeah, we have some things that we usually have for a birthday party, right? What kind of things do we have? Why don't you reach in here and pick something out of there? We have some supplies for a party. What's that? What is it?
Plate.
It's a plate that says? Happy birthday. I'm sure Herod had all of these plates for all of his people. He's like, everybody's going to get a happy birthday plate. What else did he supply people with? Now hold on to the plates. Go ahead. What else did he have? What is that?
Cake.
It's a cake. It's a big old cake, like a three-tiered cake. Actually, I think this is a wedding cake, but it's like a cake. Does anybody have birthday cakes?
Yeah.
So Herod said, we're going to have a party, so I'm going to make cake for everybody, right? Pretty cool. And what else did Herod do you think, to celebrate his birthday? What else? They did what?
Candles.
They had candles. What do you do with candles on a birthday?
Put them on the birthday.
You put them on the cake. And then what do you do? And then you turn them on. Yeah, that's a good way to say we light them, right? So we turn them on. Then we do what? We sing happy birthday to you. And Herod was probably in the court with all of his people saying, happy birthday to me, because it's my day and I'm awesome, right? And then what do you do right before you get, before you blow out the candles? What do you do? What do you do? You make a wish. So Herod is saying, I hope I get something really, really, really awesome for my birthday. What else do we have for our people that come to a birthday party? What else do we have? What do we have here?
Things.
We have blower things. Go ahead and blow into those. We're like, oh, and there it goes, flying on the ground. Oh, well, all right. Well, here you go. Hold on to that. And then what? So Herod makes a wish, and then what do we do at a birthday party after that? Then what do we do? Yes. We open presents. Do we have presents? Of course we have a present. Of course we do. Who wants to, let's see, I need another volunteer to help open this. Here, why don't you come up? Oh, what's a birthday gift? Here you go. What's in there? It's time to open presents. What's that? Go ahead, open it up. You might need to ask your friends there for help on what that is. What is that? It's a t-shirt. What is? Oh, what an awesome gift! Oh! And you guys are probably like, but Father, they got whooped last night. That's okay, they're our team, right? That's all right. And whose jersey is this? Who is that? But who? JJ Watt, right? Season starts next week. So if Herod was a big sports fan, he would be like, man, this is awesome. But my question to you, is this what Herod's birthday party looked like? Is that what it looked like? No, why not? What happened on Herod's birthday? Something really, really, really weird happened. He killed John the Baptist. Happy birthday, Herod. Man, what kind of sorry gift is that? And we're celebrating it today. John the Baptist just died. And that's what we celebrate today. Today's the feast of the beheading of John the Baptist, his passion, his death. Why do we celebrate that? We celebrate that. I'll tell you why. Because we are celebrating the fact that John the Baptist is where? In heaven. Today we have a birthday party for John the Baptist. And not a birthday party that this is another day older, but a birthday party that he's brand new in the kingdom of heaven. John the Baptist today goes to heaven. There's a party that Herod has, and Herod's a greedy guy. And all Herod thinks about is himself. All he thinks about is me, 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 me. I have a party. I have all these gifts. I get a cool cake. I get these awesome food. I have some very, very, very cool friends that come to celebrate. They give me great gifts. My daughter, my stepdaughter slash niece comes and does a dance for me, and I promise her whatever you want. And then she goes to her mom and says, hey, mom, what should I ask for? I want the head of John the Baptist. John the Baptist gave his life because he believed in God. And he wanted to show us that it's okay to believe in God. It's okay to put your life on the line. It's okay if people make fun of you because you believe in Jesus. John the Baptist courageously stood up for truth. And he stood up for hope, and he is our inspiration today. We celebrate a birthday party because John the Baptist shows us how to go to heaven. Even though he died a tragic death, even though he was embarrassed there when he got his head chopped off, we celebrate, my friends, that John the Baptist is now in heaven. And what does that mean for us? If John the Baptist went to heaven, what does that mean for us? Does that mean we have a chance to go where? We have a chance to go to heaven too, because John the Baptist gave his life in service to our God. John the Baptist gave his life proclaiming a repentance for our sins. John the Baptist said to us, if you have ever done anything wrong, come before the Lord and ask for forgiveness. John the Baptist was a precursor to Jesus. He started baptizing people. And he told them about how good God was and how much his mercy and love was going to come into our lives. John the Baptist reminds us that there's nothing that we could do that God would stop loving us for. There's nothing that would change our God's mind. We come before our God because he is good, because he gives us some great gifts. And he doesn't give us just an awesome Texas jersey. God doesn't just give us an awesome birthday cake with candles on it. When we blow out the candles at our birthday party, one of the students here said we make a what?
Wish.
A wish. My friends, when we pray before our God, we do more than make a wish. A wish is something that we hope it comes true. But when we pray, when we say to our God, Lord, this is what I need. Our God is very good to us. He gives us great gifts. He celebrates the love that we have in our lives for him. And he gives us the things that we wish for when we pray. Because God knows what we need. He knows what we need. He knows what we want. And he loves us. So my friends, don't be afraid to pray to our God. Don't be afraid to sing his songs. When we have a birthday party, we sing a song. And the name of that song is?
Happy birthday.
We celebrate and we sing a song when we come together at Mass. That song that we sing that tells of the triumphant glory of our God is the Holy Holy. You guys know that song? We sing it during the Eucharistic prayer. Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts. Today during the Eucharistic prayer, we're going to try something a little bit different. I'm going to use the children's Eucharistic prayers. There's going to be an acclamation. I'm going to sing it first, and then you're going to repeat after me. So I'd like to teach it to you now, and we're going to practice it, all right? I'm going to sing, Hosanna in the highest. Let's try that again. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
My friends, today when we sing that prayer during the Eucharistic prayers, we bring our souls, our prayers, our love to our God and say, Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Lord, we bless you. And we sing that song together in exaltation of the great feast and the great love that our God has for us. We sing that song together because we celebrate today the birth of John the Baptist in heaven. The fact that he gets to spend eternity with our God because he lived a great life because he loved God. We hope that one day we can receive the same blessings, the same gifts. And we ask our God to continue to bless us and give us the strength that we need to be like our God. One more thing I want to talk about today is what I do. I'm a priest. I love being a priest. I love being able to serve the Lord. I love being able to celebrate Mass. I love being able to tell people about the great glory of our God. Recently, I was named the vocation director for the Archdiocese, which means one of the things I get to do is I get to come out to schools and I get to tell young people about how awesome it is to give your life in service to the Lord, of how cool it would be if God calls you to be a priest or a sister or a nun, to lay down your life in service for our King. It's a chance for us, if we're called to serve him as a priest or a sister, to be like John the Baptist, to give our lives in service to him. My friends, I can't think of anything more exciting than I can do with my life than being a priest. And so if God's placing that on your heart, to be a priest or to be a sister, listen to that call. Listen to our God calling you, because it's a great way to serve. It's a great way to tell people about his great love. So I pray for you. I pray that if God is indeed calling you, if you're wondering, what am I going to do with my life? I pray that you be open to listen to the call of our Lord, to serve Him, to lay down your life, to be a priest or a sister or a nun, to give your life in service to God and our holy church. As we continue today in prayer and thanksgiving, first of all, we thank God for the gift of eternal life. We thank Him for the promises that He gives us, the opportunity that we have in our lives to follow after the great saints like St. John the Baptist. And we also pray for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And we pray that young men and women here from St. John Paul II may answer the call to serve the Lord if God indeed is calling you to give your love and your life in service to Him. May the Lord continue to be with us. May He continue to bless us. And may He continue to give us the gifts that we need to faithfully follow after Him. Amen.